It is a pleasure to be back, giving the share. I hope that in the probably 4 months since we've met, I hope our speech was as strong as it was beforehand, and hopefully we'll continue. So we were really in the middle of Klal Zion, but for a sense of hischatshus, of starting new, I thought we'd skip the last few se'ifim and start with Klal Ches. Tonight's share is very relevant. It's Lashon Hara about family members, and Lashon Hara about children. Children who are family members, or children in general, and adult family members, which comes up very frequently, and certainly as we get close to Hanukkah and Hanukkah parties, we'll be spending a lot of time with family, undoubtedly, so it's a good idea to hear the words of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes, where it says Aleph, it says Klal Ches, Halacha Aleph. And in his introduction, he says, what I'm going to say right now is going to seem very pushy to a lot of people, but is comes up frequently. Ein chiluk, there's no distinction. It's like the aleph on the first page. Ein chiluk be'isur sipur lashon hara. There's no distinction in the prohibition in speaking lashon hara. Bein hamasaper ish o isha. It doesn't matter if the one speaking the gossip is a man or a woman. But I saw people raise, why does he have to say that? It's not a mitzvah saseh shez man grama. When it comes to losa asays, there is no distinction. I'll leave it out there. It could be the Chafetz Chaim is not, it's not like a gemara or a pasuk where we can infer and ask questions in every word. It could be he's just speaking it out. I'll leave that as a question. So it doesn't matter if the one speaking Lashon Hara is a man or a woman. Karov or Rachok? It doesn't matter if the person speaking is Rachok, is distant, doesn't know the individual is speaking about. And it doesn't matter if they're a Karov. A Karov is a relative. Af? Now why is that a Chiddush? A Karov? Because after Regilus hu kama pa'amim, shelo yakpid ha'ish, shenemar ha'gnus alav. The one who's being spoken about might not bother them if someone they love, someone they're close with, speaks negatively about them. They don't intend to embarrass me. They don't intend to hurt me, right? They might not care al masaper for the one who's speaking. Mitzad ahavas hakurva asher benim. They have a deep relationship. They know that the person doesn't mean to harm them. V'gam derech karavu, the way of krovim, of relatives, of close friends, kishim esaper le'echad al krovo, when he speaks to someone about his relative, and then umechave leganoso be'etzem, my intention is not to actually hurt them, rakvip ne'kinas emes, I'm truthful, what the person did was wrong, I'm not trying to put you down, I'm just pointing out that what they did wasn't right. Shalafidaito, shaloka hogan asalish poni binin poni, what the guy did, what the person did, what the lady did, was not right. Afal Pika, nevertheless, as the Chafetz Chaim, imta b'dimyonu b'zef, a person made a mistake in his calculation, dehainu shemir l'achlitu l'kaf chob, I was quick to judge the person in an unfavorable way, v'al p'yemes lo ayachai b'zef, but he really didn't do anything wrong, ein davar zeh yotzi m'klal lashon hara gemura, it's still lashon hara. And this comes up, I think, frequently. Siblings are talking about their parents, a decision the parents made, the way they're handling the situation. I don't intend, not me, I would never talk about my parents, but very often the siblings, their intention isn't to be magana their parents, to embarrass their parents, to hurt their parents, put them down. But I'm just pointing out that what mommy did wasn't so right. It wasn't so right. The way she handled, the way she treated Bobby, the way she treated her grandson, the way he, it wasn't right. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that's Lashon Hara. Even though the person might not mind, even though the person might say, that's what's done in families, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's Lashon Hara, Gemura. And I think this happens a lot. And I'm thinking about it. I think we're used to speaking to our parents or our children. My children are young, so I don't have these conversations with my children yet, hopefully ever, if it's Lashon Hara, but with siblings, and we're talking about family politics, so to speak, the kavana isn't necessarily to be megana, but it's still talking negatively about a person, and it's still a problem. Yes?
I'm just noticing that at the end of the Sif, the Chavos Chaim added, Ba'al pi emes lo hoya chayav b'zeh. Does that mean if he was chayav b'zeh, in that case it would be okay for a karo?
Yeah, so I didn't know how to understand that line in the Chavos Chaim. Because the Chavos Chaim says, if ta bidim yono b'zeh, if he made a mistake in the way he assessed
it.
Which sounds like if there was no mistake in assessment, so the question would be, why would that be?
Because he don't mean any damage, and the person wouldn't take it.
But is there? So I was bothered.
To me, that seems like he put that in.
I was bothered by the same thing. Let's say I know, and you don't always. It's hard to know. Everyone thinks they know definitively. But let's say you really knew definitively that the person did was wrong. Why is that a heter to speak Lashon Hara? I agree. I don't know exactly.
He added those words in for a reason. I mean, you're right. He says it both ways. He said both he made a mistake, and then he said, and the RPM is low, how you got time for that? So he added it twice.
Right. So. Unless when he says earlier above, he says the person's kavana is kinas ha'emes. So maybe it's kinas ha'emes means to rectify the situation.
Right, he's trying to do good. He doesn't, like you said.
No, but trying to do good, that might be toelis. I think what happens a lot is people aren't trying to help the situation. They're just for emes's sake. It was wrong. I just want to point out that what you did was wrong. What mommy did, what daddy did, what your brother did, it was wrong. My goal isn't to rectify it, to help him understand that. We like to talk, we like to analyze.
Maybe.
So I think you have to say something like that. What's the source for this? What's the source in the Torah that you can't speak Lashon Hara about a Karov? Even Mary Moshe Rabbeinu, he writes in the Berachot Chaim, Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't bother him. Ish Moshe Anav, it didn't affect him. Miriam's Kavana was 100% for Kinas Hamas. She wasn't being Megana Moshe Rabbeinu. She was saying what Moshe Rabbeinu did by separating from his wife was wrong. She wasn't trying to help him or help her. She was pointing out that it was wrong. And still, the punishment of Miriam was very severe. That was still considered Lashon Hara. That's the Chafetz Chaim's source for this halacha.
And remember, in that source, Hashem says that because you were wrong.
Right. Which, again, implies that she was right.
If she was right,
which goes well with what you're saying. Excellent, excellent, excellent. In Sif Beis, he continues. Now I'll begin to explain which subjects can one not speak Lashon Hara about. I'll ask you the same question. Why does the Chafetz Chaim have to say that? Why would there be any thought that there should be a distinction whether the subject of the Lashon Hara is a man or a woman? Maybe the Chafetz Chaim is just talking it out for the sake of speaking now. The Ein Chiluk bin Ishto Leisha Acheres. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the Issur Lashon Hara, there's no difference if it's about my wife or anyone else's wife. And says the Chavetz Chaim, I don't know what was going on in Shalom Bayis in Radin in the early 1900s, but he says, Rabim Nechshalon Bezeh, Ba'avon Sino Rabim. Many people mess up in this, in talking about their wives. Shehutar benayim l'saper gnus al ishto ubeis chosno lifnei achiv ubeis aviv. Many people speak lashon hara about their wives and their wife's family. We'll get there in a minute. In front of their siblings and in their own home. Now that I don't know if I've ever really heard in my life. I'm not saying I've spoken a ton of Lashon Hara in my life, but we all do. I've never really heard people speak Lashon Hara about their spouse. I've heard about their ex-wife or their ex-husband. But usually, yeah, there are people who like joke around and they're in their spouse's company and poke fun at them a little bit. But it's usually not. Maybe things have changed. Maybe I'm hanging out in the wrong circles.
Or the right circles.
But that, I don't see that being a common problem today. But the other word in this statement is a very common problem, which is l'saper gnus al beis chosno, which is on the in-laws. That, I believe, is a big problem. It's become somewhat accepted to poke fun or to make fun or to make comments of in-laws. I would never do such a thing, especially if my in-laws are going to listen to this show later. But it's become accepted. I was looking online today. There are websites with hundreds of mother-in-law jokes. In fact, I saw that in the London borough of Barrett, they passed an edict to ban mother-in-law jokes in the council. They said it's not only they're often sexist, but they're also show disrespect to the elders. Now, according to Chavetz Chaim, they're also Lashon Hara. If it's not a generic joke, if it's about the person. But people do that. Even someone says, oh my God, my mother-in-law's coming for Shabbos. Oh my gosh, my father-in-law's coming for Shabbos. I can't believe my in-laws are coming for Shabbos. So that line is Lashon Hara. And if we talk more, and that also, I think that is somewhat accepted by Abu Sayyidina HaRabim, just because their family, and not every time a person is joking or the other people there know that you really love your in-laws and you're just joking, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's a big problem. Umidina ein shum nafkamina bezeh. There's no nafkamina, whether it's about a rachok, whether it's about someone you do not like, or your in-laws. In-law, shum l'chavim bezeh l'toelas, alaba. If it's l'toelas, then again, anytime it's going to be l'toelas, and you have to know all the conditions for the heter of Tuelas. So then, if it's Tuelas, lo ganusim, and not to embarrass or degrade them, the gam lo ya'ari b'dvar b'shum shekin. There's no words that are false in your words. So then, it's going to be mutter. So that's, again, so we have a karov, a sibling, a close friend is still a problem. In-laws, a spouse, is also still a problem. And then the Chavetz Chaim has got the katan, which I'd like to spend some time on. Says the Chavetz Chaim, lepa'amim, that's a key word, lepa'amim, shayach isur lashon hara afilu al katan. There are times where lashon hara is a problem even on a minor. What would be the case? Kigon, lesaper genuso shel yasom katan. An orphan. To speak poorly, negatively about an orphan is a problem. Why is that a problem? Other people are raising this child, and if one speaks negatively about this orphan, about a foster child, about a child who was adopted, about a child who's boarding in someone else's house, so then they can kick the kid out of the house. And that leads to a damage, a problem to the child, v'chein kol ki agavna. Any such a situation, heicha she'al yedei sipuro yisovav lahazik la'katan. Any situation where through your story, through your words, a damage will the child will incur a damage. O lahatzer lo ayedezeh, or he'll be pained by those words. Now, why does the Chavetz Chaim pick a case of a katan yasum? Why an orphan? Why not a regular katan? Man, they're ever gone. I come home and I say to my wife, can you believe what El Kid did in groups today? Can you believe what he was doing in shul? It sounds like it's not a problem. It sounds, and he writes this explicitly. If you look in the Ber Mayim Chaim, where it's circled, which is the Chavetz Chaim's footnotes, Os Hey, he says, Ma shet siarti biyasom v'lo b'shar katan, that which I drew up a case of an orphan and not other minors, Mishum de ein matzui sheyavo hezek oshar davar hametzer lekatan ayde mashem sapring nuso. It's hard to find a case where the child is hurt or is damaged or is pained by my lashon hara. A yosom, there can be a tangible damage. Ve'inachem, grant it. You're right. Imuroash ayde niburo yisuv lo reyusa. If you see that there'll be some damage, some negative consequence through your words, so then dino ki yosom. Then any child would have the same law as an orphan, but the Chavetz Chaim is very clear that only where there's going to be a tangible negative outcome to the child. But it sounds from the Chavetz Chaim, I think it's explicit really, that to speak Lashon Hara about an 11-year-old where there's going to be no tangible damage, there's no problem. And that's difficult, because we learned earlier on, I don't remember which month it was, but if you flip the page over, back in Klal, sorry, if you go to page 4, back in Klal Gimel, and I'll tell it to you outside, the Chafetz Chaim says that you can't speak Lashon Hara about someone, even though no negative outcome or consequence is going to occur. The guy's not going to... Most of our Lashon Hara is like that. A person's not going to lose a job. They're not going to lose Parnassa. They're not going to have a shidduch broken. That was a lot of the cases we spoke about. Just to go home and to tell someone, can you believe so-and-so did this? Even though there's no damage is going to happen, it's still forbidden. We explained at the time, it's based on our Rabbeinu Yonah, that we have to be people who don't... The actual words are a problem. We can't be people who speak negatively about others. So why is it different for a katan? The actual Gnai is a problem.
Also, how do you really know that no damage is going
to... Right, so it...
Like, you don't really know the person's not going to get their feelings.
Is a good point. You never know. I'll never forget. A good friend of mine had told me when he was in high school, he was fired from his job in one of the sleepaway camps. He was a waiter. He did some things he shouldn't have done, and he was fired. He goes to Israel. He, quote unquote, flips out of Israel. I might have told this to you. And he did very well. And he was in YU, and he was an accounting major, and he went for an interview at one of the big firms, and the partner who was interviewing him was a division head or an assistant director in the camp. And he's like, "Oh, the name? Do you go to camps when you're young?" And it was like 10 years. It was 10 years later, maybe even it was six. Yeah, it was 8, 9 years. So you're right. You never know. You never know.
I mean, even not as dramatic as that, but somebody could tell somebody, and
you're right. So let's deal with the hypothetical. Hypothetically, in a case where you're right, it's going to be hard to find such a case. So the actual words are a problem. The actual words are a problem because the words are a words of Gnai. So the Mefarshim will ask the question, why is that different for a child? The Chafetz Chaim is pretty clear that for a child, it's only if it's going to lead to some damage. So what's the difference in the two? So some Mefarshim say that a word said about a child, it's not a gnai. It's not, what's the best word for translation for gnai? It's not embarrassing. It's not a degradation. Because kids are kids. To say something about an adult who has their own das, their own way of working, their thought process, their chayv and mitzvos, they're responsible for their actions halakhically. So then the words itself are hurtful, are a gnai, even if they're not going to be pained or damaged. But a child, it's not a gnai. To say about an 8-year-old, they did something, they're not responsible for their actions, they're not chayv and mitzvos, they have no das, so kids are kids. So it's not really a gnai. That's what some say. Other mefarshim, and you can look later, I put the packets in here, they say, if that's true, so you have to be careful though, because sometimes what children do reflects poorly on the parents. So even though kids are kids, depending on what it is, kids are kids, but that could reflect poorly on the parents. So saying Lashon Hara about a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old might end up being Lashon Hara about their parents. Furthermore, they say, certain midos, when children have, when they're young, people might think when they're ingrained in them. And in Torah, we see this. We see the Ran says that the reason Avraham was so particular about finding a wife, not to find a wife from Canaan, because it's not like where he found was so much better. Lavan, Besuel. So the Ran says because they might be Ovei Avodah Zarah by Besuel and Lavan, but they're Midos. Outside of Canaan, they didn't have terrible Midos, and Midos are hereditary. So a child who has terrible Midos when they're young, so then the people might think that their midos are going to be bad when they're older. So maybe, even if you could speak Lashon Hara about a child, because kids are kids, if it's something relates to terrible midos, maybe that's a distinction. So that might be something. And what you're saying is good. You never really know. You never know. You had a hand? No. The last thing I want to share with you, which is, I think, fascinating. Someone told this to me earlier in the week, and it somewhat relates to our Torah matter. The Torah, in the end of last week's Parsha, it's on top of page 7. Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu that Esav wants to kill you. Esav wants to kill you. She finds out, Beruach HaKodesh, that you got LaRivka. Rivka is told. She has Ruach HaKodesh. Esav wants to kill you. She tells Yaakov, V'ata b'ni shma b'koli, V'kum brach l'cha el lavan achi charana. Go run to Charan. Why run to Charan? Because he's going to kill you. Run for your life. Esav achicha misnachim l'cha l'argach. Esav wants to kill you, run away. When Rivka tells Yitzchak, her husband, what's going on, what does she tell him? Pasuk mem vav, V'tomer Rivka el Yitzchak, Katzti b'chayai mipnei b'nos ches. I'm disgusted by b'nos ches. Im lokeach Yaakov isha mibnos ches keila mibnos haaretz. Lama lichayim. What's life for me if my son, if our son is going to marry a girl from ches? So Yitzchak says to Yaakov, go to Lavan's house. Not because Esav wants to kill you, because you have to get married. And in fact, when Yitzchak talks to Yaakov, he says, kum lech, get up and go. Rivka says, brach lecha, run. Because Rivka was telling, flee for your life because your brother wants to kill you. Yitzchak was saying, go get married. Asks Zohar HaChaim, why didn't Rivka tell Yitzchak that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov? Why did Rivka say, Yitzchak, let's send Yaakov away so he could find a shidduch, because here it's not going to be good. Lama lichayim. Why doesn't Rivka tell Yitzchak, tell Yaakov to flee for his life, because our son Esav wants to kill him? So you know what? Or HaChaim, on the left side, says, unbelievable. I couldn't believe this when I saw this. Lo ratzasa legalos hadavar liyitzchak. It's the not where the arrow is. Underneath that, she did not want to reveal the matter to Yitzchak. Mishum iser rechilus lashanara. V'amra sibachars. She said a different reason. She said it was because of the shidduch. So why didn't she tell Yaakov the truth? Why isn't that lashanara? There's a toelis. Aval mashigil sal Yaakov. Either the opposite. You can't let your friend, you can't let another person be killed. If she has to tell Yaakov that Esav wants to kill him, because otherwise he might not run away, he might dilly-dally. It's a sakana. But to tell Yitzchak, it would be Lashon Hara, Rechilus, to tell Yitzchak about Esav. This, I think, is unbelievable for a couple reasons. I could have argued maybe it's their son, it's chinuch. Parents have, now, that's hard to argue because Esav was already very old, right? Yaakov was 63 already now when he went to Shane Weber? 70? Okay, he was in his 60s. So it could be that at that point, it wasn't...
That's young.
That might not be so important for parents, meaning I think it's important for parents to know what their 9-year-old or 10-year-old or 20-year-old is doing so they can help be mechanech them. So, fine. Esav was a Rasha. We learned a real Esav was a bona fide Rasha who didn't ever do tshuva. Maybe you could have argued that it was mutter to talk Lashon Hara about him because he's a Rasha. Maybe you could argue, and we spoke about this, getting off on chest. The Chavetz Chaim seemed to say that's not okay. I think we spoke out. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach seemed to say that if it's really bothering a person and they need to get off their chest, maybe Ishto Kegufo, we're allowed to speak to a spouse. Rivka did not tell Yitzchak what Esav was about because of Lashon Hara, which I think shapes or could shape the way we speak to our spouses about our children. Rav Zilberstein on the last page, who's alive today, in a Sefer Alinu L'Shabeach, he's the one who pointed this Or HaChaim out, and I thank Rabbi Ami Nun of JC for mentioning this to me. He didn't even know I'm giving this shiur on Chafetz Chaim and starting up. He told this Chafetz Chaim to me. He told me this Or HaChaim this past Monday. And on the bottom line, he says, Umikan Yesh lomod shelo lasos kima'aseim shel horim. We can learn not to do like the actions of many parents. Shekasher him dabrim al inyone yaldeim, when they speak about matters of their children, misaprim ha'echad l'sheni hakol mikol kol. They tell everything to each other about their children. Gam bidvarim sheyesh bahem lashon hara. Even things that have lashon hara, ulolo to'elos kol. Now, I'm not going to paskin anything here, because it's so hard to know what's important for them to know and what's important not. I think if a kid would get this, it'd be great. Every time he does really poorly on a test, he'll tell mommy, don't tell daddy, because it's lashon hara. That'd be great. I don't think that's what it means. But sometimes, I'm thinking of certain scenarios. We know that a grandchild was kicked out of class for behavior. I don't know that Safta Bubby grandma needs to know that. If I was annoyed that my son was talking too much in shul, I don't know that my wife needs to know that. Is that lashon hara? Let's go back. The Chafetz Chaim says for ketanim, again, Esav was a gadol, so it's not necessarily relevant to ketanim. We saw just to review that for ketanim, it sounds from the Chafetz Chaim, there's no iser lashon hara unless it's going to lead to tangible damage. So for an 8-year-old, it's very hard to think of a case. Unless you're dealing with terrible midos, that's going to eventually, but it's for my wife. So it sounds like if they're a katan, it's not a problem. But for a gadol, a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 25-year-old, I don't know. I don't know that, I think it's food for thought. I don't think the Ruach Haim wasn't saying it as a psak. That's Rifki Meidu, might have been a midas chasidus. The Zilberstein is pointing out the musar we learned from there. I'll leave that as food for thought. As we speak to our spouses and other family members about our children, it is something to keep in our mind.
Shkoch. Sure. It's okay to speak to your spouse?
Yeah, so...